Hello and welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. As always, I am your host, Chris Schaefer, and I'm here to talk about Google Ads. That's what I talk about every day, and as many of you have noticed, this is the podcast with no fluff, all focus. It's all about Google Ads. There's no chatting. That's why it's just me, and it's going to be me for a while. That seems like a lot of people really like that focus, and I'm going to keep it up that way. But just to deviate from what I just said, just for a moment, please bear with me. I have to tell you for years, I have talked about how much I love Texas, and I have to make a small retraction from something I've said for many, many years. I recently went out of state, went to another state. Apparently, there's other states in the union, and I went to one of them. And guys, I have something to confess. Texas may not be the greatest state in the union. You know what? It's not hot everywhere. Some places it's actually quite cool. Some places it's actually quite pleasant. Even in August, July of the year, it's actually very nice with a cool morning and a warm afternoon. You can actually sit outside. I have to say, you know, I've said it quite a bit of times. I've joked about how all their other states are all inferior. That might be in question. My world is turned upside down. I'm upset. I don't know how much I like Texas anymore because I'm dying. It's 106 degrees outside and I'm dying. It's ridiculous. So I'm learning as I grow older, and you're going to learn today. In the next hour, you're going to learn a ton. I guarantee it. You're about to listen to the best information I have as of this week about Google Ads. I'm going to share some things with you that I've learned that you need to know. I have a question from a mountain in Wales, which sounds like an amazing place. I don't know where that is. It's just some mountain in Wales somewhere. We're going to hear from Neil, who lives on a great mountain somewhere, and we're going to talk about a topical discussion for the week is comparing two strategies. I'm going to break them out and show you exactly my thoughts on two different strategies, a popular strategy and the Schaefer strategy. I think you know which one's my favorite, but we're going to get into that in a minute. Before I do, I'm going to talk about the metric of the week, and before I talk about that, now we get into the reminder. Every week I tell you, please go to opto.com/PSP. I know I'm speaking to the choir here because I know a lot of you guys already have an Opto account. It is a phenomenal system for people like you who listen to a podcast like this about some guy who knows way more than he should about Google Ads, talking about the intricate details of Google Ads. If you are a person who wants to learn to that kind of depth, and you're managing a Google Ads account and you need to do it better, opto.com/PSP is how to try out the best online software for Google Ads management, period. If you're an agency, a freelancer, trying to get started in the Google world, you're getting some clients, want to be able to manage your clients in an efficient way and not just screw everything up, this is a software that helps you with keywords, negative keywords. It has some amazing AI capabilities, which I went over a couple months ago. Amazing stuff. You're going to love it. It does reporting, all kinds of things, helps you write ads, come up with keywords, change your bidding strategies, all those things in an efficient, clean, focused package that focuses on improving your accounts as efficiently as possible. Save time and get more done with opto.com/PSP. Use the chat box down at the bottom of the screen. It'll tell you, hey, you heard about the show from the PaySearch podcast. Click here and you can get a 2-month free trial. That's a 2-month free trial exclusively at opto.com/PSP. So here we are. Let's jump in. Happy August, everyone. It's hot, as I have complained already, so I won't stay on that. Let's get started with the metric of the week. Metric of the week, I've talked about a lot of things. This one is going to be a little more generic. It's not necessarily a metric, but it's a vocabulary term in Google Ads. So today we're talking about match type. So match type is a vocabulary term in Google Ads, which refers to the match type of a keyword. A keyword can be broad, phrase, or exact. Okay? There's also negative keywords out there, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about keywords, not negative keywords. Those are two very different things. Negative keywords have all these match types, but they function very differently than actual keywords. Match type and keywords are what you use to control the, let's say, precision of that keyword. If it was about 5 years ago on this podcast, if you rewind and go 5 years ago, which you can do, there's like almost 400 episodes here. You can go back to a time whenever I could define match type and tell you exactly what broad match, phrase match, and exact match was. That's not the time we're in now. And I have an update for you about what match types are. It's changed. If you didn't know this, it has changed. Get a lot of people that contact me that are like, hey, Chris, things were working. They're not working anymore. If you didn't know, keywords have changed, the definition of them. And this is an update from Google that I thought I had never seen before. I don't know how long it's been here, but I thought this was, as soon as I saw it, I said, wow, it's crazy. So here we go. Broad match. Google is defining broad match as what they call comprehensive matching. All right. So let's say that your keyword is a broad match lawn mowing service. A comprehensive matching or a broad match keyword would allow for things like lawn aeration prices and about a billion other comprehensive things that you can show up for. Now, if you're not watching this podcast, which you can do, I am on YouTube. You can watch the podcast. Click the link in the description. You can watch this podcast on YouTube if you prefer. You may not see my sarcastic face if you're listening. Of course, you can't see it. But when I say comprehensive matching, my head bobs around a little bit. I mean, it's kind of comprehensive matching. Okay. That is the use of English language to try and beautify something that is not quite as beautiful as that word makes it sound. Comprehensive makes it sound like you've got everything covered. Yeah, I mean, you've covered the gambit from A to Z. That is a bit misleading because broad match, I typically refer to as loose or highly variable or non-specific. That's how I might define it. But Google's defining broad match as comprehensive. And any broad match keyword can, and this is the definition they use, the ads may show on searches that relate to your keyword. And the word relate is in bold. Ads may show on searches that relate to your keyword. Let's go through the next definition. The next definition is for phrase. This is what they call moderate matching. Okay? Ads may show on searches that include the meaning of your keyword. You may have never heard that phrase before because that's a new definition of phrase match. I knew this was the case. It's evident in Google Ads that phrase match is no longer what it used to be defined as, which was essentially words that were in that particular order that matched the words in that phrase with words before or after, but it has to be in that order. That used to be the definition. You could look at old books, print edition. It's written on dead trees. If you want to read that old format, you'll find ancient technology referring to phrase match in that way. That's not true anymore. And listen to the definition that they have now. Ads may show on searches that include the meaning of your keyword. What does that mean? Here's the example. If the keyword is lawn mowing service, the searches that include the meaning would be lawn mowing service near me. Okay, that matches. Hire company to mow lawn. There we go. Immediately, you've seen that it's broken the phrase aspect of it. And now none of those words are in that order. It doesn't even have the word mowing It doesn't even have the word service in there. It was hire company to mow lawn. The original keyword was lawn mowing service. The search term that it matched for was hire company to mow lawn. That's because, I harp on this all the time on the podcast, it includes the meaning of your keyword. Keywords no longer match word to word. They match topic to topic, idea to idea, meaning to meaning. So it looks at that keyword that you have, even in phrase match, and says, okay, they mean this. What they mean is this. Their intent is this. The idea is this. Then I'm going to match it to an idea of an actual search that happens on Google and match idea to idea. There's the proof. It says it right there in black and white from Google. Ads may show on searches that include the meaning of your keyword. Okay, and then if they give another example, landscaping service to cut grass. Okay, this search includes landscaping. Grass, it doesn't even have the word mowing at all. The original keyword was lawn mowing service, and the search was landscaping service to cut grass. All right, let's move to the last one. Last one is the most shocking to me, is exact match. They call this tight matching. Completely done away with the whole exact kind of terminology. I imagine down the road they might even change match types to encompass names that actually refer to the new definition. But for right now, we still call them broad, phrase, and exact. But it is not exact, and Google doesn't call it exact. They call it tight matching. So here's what they define it as. Ads may show on searches that are the same meaning as your keyword. Dramatic pause there. Let's say that again. Ads may show on searches that are the same meaning as your keyword. And that's why in the example, it says lawn mowing service, and you get lawn mowing service as an example, and then grass cutting service. That's another example that would show on the exact match lawn mowing service. So grass cutting service is the same meaning as lawn mowing service. Now, this is one example out of billions of possibilities for all the different keywords that are out there. So you can imagine even in tight matching, even in exact match, meanings are interpreted by computer, an algorithm. Program. If you pick bad exact match keywords, you're going to get bad meanings. Bad meanings match to bad meanings that come from search terms, and you get traffic that is crap. You get bad traffic. Black and white, it says it right here. Meaning to meaning matching. Idea to idea, topic to topic. I've talked about it. I was so excited whenever I found this documented in Google. It's right here. Word to word matches are gone. Basically been gone for a while, but you know, we've had a hard time pinpointing exactly that, you know, what are these changes that we see in Google? And now we know. Meaning. We're dealing with keyword meaning, not words. So that's it. That's the metric of the week. The vocabulary of the week is match types. You now know what your match types mean, and you need to make sure that you're using the right meaning whenever you choose the right keywords. So choose wisely, because now you're dealing with comprehensive matching, moderate matching, and tight matching. It's a whole new world out there. Speaking of new worlds, I'm going to jump across the pond to Neil from a mountain in Wales, who is very kind to say, "Hi, Chris. Thanks for your wonderful podcast once again. I make sure that I do 18 minutes of learning every day, so your podcast enables me to do that on the move." Awesome. Love it. You're going to get a lot of days of learning, because my podcasts are way longer than 18 minutes, but that's awesome. Love to hear it. My question to you is, how do I know what to set my cost per click at for a new keyword at the start of a campaign? I've tried the keyword planner. in Google Ads, but I find it to be a bit hit and miss. Thank you, Neil, for your question. You're absolutely right. I do not recommend a keyword planner tool to do this for you. And the reason is because I think intuition and maybe just a simple equation for you that you can do in your head is a better idea. All right, so let's start with intuition. Intuition would tell you, let's say you have absolutely no data at all. You are starting a brand new campaign, brand new keywords, entirely different industry. You have zero experience at all, and you're just guessing. Okay? Intuition would tell you this certain search is highly common or not common at all, or rarely common, let's say. So put your keyword in one of two camps. This is a highly common search, like car insurance or lawn mowing. Okay. Those two searches. Then let's think of another one that might be a lot less. It might be, oh boy, of course, as soon as I need to think of something, my mind goes dead. Let's say something like custom desk designer, you know, a company that designs custom desks. So custom wood desk online. Very specific. So try and put your topics, your keywords that you're coming up with in one of those two camps. Are you rather broad or are you rather specific? So your ad group is going to be generally in that kind of category. So if you're rather broad, I want you to choose a CPC that is on the lower side. So just intuition, just start with $5, let's say, $5 bid. And then if you feel like that's high, then lower it. Okay, so if you're doing something like car insurance and you feel like $5 is low, then you probably want to go up quite a bit on that because there's probably a lot. It's very generic and it's going to have a lot of volume, so you can jump up quite a bit. You can make pretty big jumps with this kind of thing because you're going to get a lot of traffic and learn very quickly. You can make a big jump and then make a decision later on what you're going to get. So you might start with five and say, you know what, I think five is too much. Let's jump up to eight. It's going to get a lot of traffic. I don't have to go really high, but I can go to kind of a moderate bid. $8 bid for car insurance. Now let's say you think your keyword is very specific and you don't think that there's a whole lot of traffic here. You might need to start at a much more aggressive bid. If it is Toyota sedan insurance Texas, okay, something really specific, then in that case, you probably need to make bigger leaps in order to get traffic and start. It's probably not going to be a $5 bid for something like that. You might need to double and go into $10, maybe $12 for something like that. So really refined traffic, very specific traffic. If you're starting with that, start with bigger leaps. Okay, if you're starting with very broad traffic, start lower and make smaller leaps back and forth. Okay, because you have more traffic, more volume, small movements make a much bigger difference. So the general idea, the question was, how do I know what to set my cost per click at? Assuming you have absolutely no baseline, you have no idea, you've never done Google Ads before, just put yourself in one of those two camps. Really specific or really generic, and then make big leaps or small leaps based on which camp you're in. Then the question that begs asking from this point is, you know, what do I do once I've made that? You know, am I right or wrong on my bid? The answer to that is essentially you need to wait and see 2 days, maybe 3 days, maybe one day. At least check in and see how much were you above your intended search impression share loss due to rank. If you don't know what I'm talking about there, it's a deep topic, but be sure and look up lost impression share due to rank. If you're doing manual bids, that's the key factor of determining, did you way overshoot or way undershoot that number? Hint, if you overshot it, if you bid way too high, that number is going to be extremely low. It's going to be like a 10% loss due to rank, 5%, 20%, something like that. If you way undershot it, it's going to be like 80%, 90%. Maybe you didn't even get clicks. If you've shot it about right, it's going to be about 50, 60, 70%, maybe something like that. And that's for those of you who are just starting. The very short, easy answer is, if you don't know where to start, look at your other data. Look at your search term data, do a filter for those kind of terms, and look at what your old CPC was and start there. That's the easy answer. But I hope the first suggestion that I had there was helpful for you. All right, so we're going to jump into my topical discussion of the week. I'm leaving a lot of room for this because I think there's a lot to unpack here. And before I do, I want to remind you again, Opteo.com/PSP. You know, there's nothing wrong with Opteo at all, except maybe you don't know how to spell it. So let me tell you how to spell it. That may be the one reason that that one person out there hasn't gone to it. It's Opteo.com/PSP. That is the URL to go to. When in doubt, just go to the description from wherever you're listening on the podcast. The description will have a link directly to Opteo.com/PSP. Try the software out. That's my one request I say every week as I dispense massive knowledge into your head for free. That's my one request. I ask that you check them out. Wonderful software. I use it. I pretty much everybody I talk to that I do consulting with, management, stuff like that, I hear praises all the time. Fun tool to use. Just that extra tool in your tool belt is totally worth the price that they ask for to access to this wonderful tool. All right, so today's topical discussion, which for those of you that are new, this is where I get a little heavy in Google Ads, and I start talking about some meatier topics. So we had some lighter topics, we had a question, and now we're going to into the topical discussion. The topical discussion, what we're going to discuss is the popular strategy versus the Schaefer strategy. Now, years ago, I had the lazy man build that I coined, which talks about the progressive slow build from small to big to large to absolutely just dominating. That is the lazy man build, where you start small and build. And what I want to do is take that same thing. I want to do a remake of all of that and talk about what does that look like in a different context. And that's what I want to try and do. I want to lay out the whole lazy man build idea into what I'm now calling the Schaefer strategy. I'm very shamelessly putting my name on this because I thought of it. It's my name, and I'm going to call it my name because I don't hear a lot of people talk about this, and I think it's important. I see way too many people wasting money on Google Ads, and I want to lay this out. So, the popular strategy in Google Ads tells you to do this. Target wide and target deep. Okay, in other words, high spend, broad targeting. This is the popular strategy that is going to be highly suggested by the recommendations that pop up. It's going to be the prevailing options whenever you build a campaign in Google Ads, the default settings from what networks to choose to the suggested budget that you do to the suggested keyword match type that you choose. Everything is going to, if you just follow the guideposts, you will follow the popular strategy. and the popular strategy will lead you to targeting wide and deep. All right, so high spend, broad targeting. The Schaefer strategy is this: start small and build. Now, when I say start small, I'm largely talking about people who have not done Google Ads at all. But for those of you that are doing Google Ads, this applies on your micro campaigns that you start, your new exhibitions into other types of keywords and strategies and things like that. So start small and build. This means, in plain English, it just means you do isolated tests and you have slow growth based upon success. I'm going to try and unpack all of this for you so you can just spot the difference. I'm not going to talk specifics. What I want to talk about is grand ideas, so that the point is I want you to just clarify where you are between these two strategies. If you had a needle, would you say that you skew more to the popular side or more to the Schaefer strategy side? Ask yourself that as we go through that. That's what I want to try and bring to your attention here. The isolated tests and slow growth upon success is based on, I'm doing this one thing in this ad group, and I'm going to test to see how well it goes. I'm doing this one thing in this other ad group, and I'm going to test this. And then whichever one works, I'm going to give more momentum to. I'm going to feed that and starve the other. Okay? Always based on success, based on the search terms, based on the conversions, based on, you know, the metrics that I consider to be most important in my campaign, I'm going to focus on moving in that direction. So that's the popular strategy versus the Schaefer strategy. Let me put an even more descriptive, illustrated idea on this. Wide and deep campaigns, as I refer to them, the popular strategy, the wide and deep campaigns are sailboats. Sailboats move however the wind blows. You are under some ability to be able to move and change things, but other times you're at a loss of control. You can be completely guided by outside forces that you can't see, that you can't control, and you can do nothing about except let it push you the way that it wants. And in order to illustrate this, I love to share stories from clients that I've worked with, consulting sessions that I've done with people. So I'm going to do that. This is what I mean. I have a person that I've worked with. They had campaigned for years that had a very specific phrase, a very specific keyword that they controlled. Highly important to their business. Just a core strategic search term that they controlled. They always showed up for. They contacted me, say, Chris, something's wrong with our account. For the past, you know, 3, 4, 5 months, we've just seen a continued decrease in conversions. Traffic's going down. We're not even spending money anymore. What is happening here? What I found is that these automated campaigns using broad match keywords, comprehensive match keywords, were diverting traffic to other things outside of that core word. And I just did a simple test. I did a search term filter to see how much traffic happened in the last 30 days compared to 6 months ago. How much traffic on this specific search term happened now? How many impressions? How many clicks? Not even looking at conversions, just how much traffic. They had lost like 70-80% of the volume on that search, and it had been replaced with other searches. Other searches were showing lots of variations that were outside of what they usually got. So basically, this very thin, focused campaign strategy had been diverted and lost a lot of momentum, had been very diluted with broad, automated, just in many different ways. That's an example of them having, they had no control. They had no control to be able to stop that. That's what I mean whenever they move however the wind blows. That's what a sailboat, a wide and deep, a popular strategy can do. You don't have control. You lose control. Next, another fact about sailboats. They're slow and difficult to maneuver. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but I mean, you can move them, but yes, let me again give another illustration, because I understand that sailboats can move, and I know you can move automated campaigns, broad campaigns. I know that you can adjust them. There are factors, but let me give you an example. Working with a client that I've worked with for a long time, they said, Chris, we need more business calls. We get a lot of residential stuff, but we want to do more business. And this was like an AC company, you know, that wanted to do more business. So they get a lot of residential, but you know, they lately have been getting a lot of business. They're like, you know, these turn into really big jobs. We like these. Can we get more business? With a popular strategy, a wide and deep strategy, this kind of campaign was impossible for me to try and prioritize business. I could put keywords like commercial, AC or HVAC repair, you know, stuff like that. I could put that in there, but I can't force that campaign to get more of that traffic. I can't do it. It's impossible. That's an example of slow and difficult to maneuver. There are, really the only way that you could do something like that is you set up a whole nother campaign that's just focused on commercial business traffic. Now you have a whole separate campaign to work on. That one has to build up momentum. You might even have some cannibalization going between the two, where one is eating the traffic of the other, and some issues there that definitely could happen, certainly if you're using broad match kind of stuff there. That's an example of difficult maneuverability between this kind of strategy. So sailboats. Hey, I'm nothing against sailboats, love sailboats, but you know, if I want to get somewhere, you know what I want? If I need to get somewhere fast, I want a race car. That's what I'm going to call the Schaefer strategy. Schaefer strategy is about fast momentum forward and ability to maneuver quickly. Race car. Schaefer strategy campaigns are race cars. I'll give you more examples. Here we go. Schaefer strategies have specific targets and very narrow traffic. Whenever that's why when an HVAC company comes to me and says, hey, we want to get leads, that's why I have more questions whenever they say that, because I'm like, okay, where, you know, what's your ideal client? What kind of jobs do you want? What kind of jobs don't you want? You know, it's all, I need to narrow that. That's too wide. I don't want a fire hose of traffic coming in. We need to narrow it and be very precise. Let's talk about an example. I have a phone call with a company that does sprinkler repair. That's the only thing they do. They do not do installations. They only do sprinkler repair. They don't want installs. They don't want, you know, things about parts or supplies, or just very narrow just on that. So this has to be, this cannot be a broad match, comprehensive match campaign. This cannot be a popular strategy. I cannot throw broad keywords, automated bidding into a campaign like this and guarantee that they're going to get sprinkler repair searches. Won't happen, can't happen. Absolutely not. I need specific targets with a very narrow focus on traffic to provide them that kind of result. That can be done with a Schaefer strategy. Exact match keywords, phrase match keywords, typically manual bidding, maybe max clicks. I mean, these kind of things take control into your hands you're able to maneuver quickly and start from zero and get to 100 very fast because you have very little waste. Very little weight for you to move. It's not a sailboat here. I can go boom, boom. Day one, I can get clicks. And I say me. I'm not talking about me. There's nothing... You can do this too, by the way. I'm not pitching my services here. I show you how to do this. So if you're saying, well, tell me how. Go back and listen to the other episodes. I lay it all out in all my other episodes. So don't think that I'm saying this is me. I'm just naming it as this strategy. So let's go now to the next thing. Fast and easy to maneuver. Schaefer strategy campaigns are race cars. They're fast and easy to remove, maneuver. I can change. I can turn on a dime. And that is something that I love to be able to do. I just had a call with a client of mine that said, Chris, when we do this search, we're not seeing our ads anymore. I really want to show up for that keyword. I'm not seeing my keyword. If I was running a sailboat here, you know what I'd have to tell them? Well, we need to, sir, I need more budget. What we need is, I need another $400 a day so that we can make sure that you're showing up for that keyword. No. Absolutely not. I, within moments, was able to take that request and make sure that I could isolate exactly what they want to show up for, shift the campaign around, and put all of their momentum into those searches because they're losing to competitors on these searches. Isolate and push traffic straight into it. 100% of their budget is going to that. Impossible to do that. Impossible to do that with a sailboat. Impossible to do that with a wide and deep strategy, a popular strategy. Cannot happen. Even if I was able to get them to increase their budget to another $400 a day and spend tens of thousands, I still can't guarantee that they're going to show up on those searches. But if I have enough budget to isolate a few keywords, I can put all of that budget into those keywords and isolate that and make it happen. Same day within hours. Really within a matter of, you know, less than an hour, but, you know, kind of takes a little bit of time for the system to kind of get into to pace. But that's the difference. Race car versus sailboat. Popular strategy versus the Schaefer strategy. I hope this is helpful to you. I hope this gives you inspiration to take your campaigns to the next level, to test new things. I appreciate all of you guys out there sending in the questions. If you'd like to send in a question, you got to leave a comment. You can go to paidsearchpodcast.com. You can also leave a comment on YouTube. I do read those now. I'm also on Twitter, Paid Search Pod. You can find me there. And if not, thanks so much. I'll catch you next week. You can find me at chrisschaefer.com if you'd like to catch me before next week for consulting and management. But otherwise, I'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.